right now on VFN TV, Unity in the Community. That's right, in the Gulf Coast. We'll be talking with Pastor Ron Latini of Myrtle Grove Baptist Church, also with Dr. James Miller of Warrenton Baptist Church in Florida, also Pastor Riley Richardson of Myrtle Grove United Methodist, as God spoke to them, first speaking to Pastor Ron Latini about his heart for unity in the community. This is God's heart. This is Psalms 113. This is John 17:23. God wants us to come together, and it's happening on the Gulf Coast. Join us right now.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here this morning, this afternoon, you know, wherever you're watching us. And I'm excited about talking with Pastor Ron Lentini of Myrtle Grove Baptist Church, also Dr. James Miller from Warrenton Baptist Church in Warrenton, Florida, and also Dr. Riley Richardson from Myrtle Grove United Methodist Church. They're just brothers in the Lord, you know what I'm saying? It's like naming names. I'm Greg Lancaster of VFN TV. You know? Well, I'm just excited to have you here and to just hear your hearts, you know, and Pastor Ron, can you talk to us a little bit about what we're talking about here in regards, because I know that God began to birth something in your heart, and just kind of give us a breakdown, if you would, of what's God doing on the Gulf Coast.
There is a new thing that the Lord is doing, mm-hmm. a movement that is undoubtedly of God. Mm-hmm. Back in 2016, mm-hmm. during the very heated presidential race, at that time, with everything that was going on across the country in Ferguson, mm-hmm. In Baltimore, mm-hmm. it really caught my attention. The accelerated hatred and division racially, culturally, that was taking place across the nation. Mm-hmm. And it was during that time, after the police shooting out in Dallas.
Yes, it was like the five police officers that were shot, gunned down in the street. While people were having a First Amendment march, yes. for the rights of being able to deal with stuff. Somebody kind of hijacked that whole thing, and it was terrible. It was tragic.
The Lord spoke to my heart in that very weekend that had occurred. Being raised in Detroit, Michigan, mm-hmm. In my teenage years during the 1960s, I witnessed the racial riots that were taking place in the city where I grew up, mm-hmm. There in Detroit. And I had memories of the tension, the hatred that was so prevalent at that time. And I thought to myself, this can't be happening again.
Right.
But the division that was taking place was very real. Mm-hmm. And it was that morning that I called my dear friend right here, Dr. James Miller. And our churches had been meeting together over the years. Uh-huh. We had developed a friendship. Mm-hmm. And I said, Pastor James, we've got to do something, mm-hmm. you know, for our kids, yes. The youth of our churches. So we decided that next day was Sunday, that we would bring our churches together to begin talking about, you know, what was going on there and the unity that we have through Jesus Christ our Lord, through the gospel. Mm-hmm. And that began, that was like a spark that began, a chain of events that that started occurring as we reached out to other pastors in the Myrtle Grove, Warrenton area, mm-hmm. and talked about coming together to build bridges at a time where there was so much division. One thing led to another. We found that more churches were coming on board with the idea of maybe getting together at various venues and talking about the gospel of Christ that unites us,
right.
across racial, cultural, and even denominational lines.
Right.
Before we knew it, there were seven churches, mm-hmm. of a variety of different denominations, mm-hmm. Cultural, racial groups in our area, mm-hmm. Filipino, Vietnamese, Hispanic, mm-hmm. African-American, mm-hmm. Caucasian, believers, that felt just you know, the same way we did in our heart, that there's something terribly wrong,
right.
and that the body of Christ, that we have the answer, the only answer, mm-hmm. that can bring real unity, right. Not only reconcile us to our God, the God and Creator, you know, of the universe,
Jesus.
But also to help us reconcile across lines of culture and race, and allow us to become family.
Right.
Through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross and our faith in Him, so that
and that's what Jesus asked, prayed the Father for, about 2,000 plus years ago was, Father, I pray that they would be unified, that they would be one as we are one, us and them, them and us, that the whole world would know that you love them as much as you love me, Jesus.
Amen.
So this unity supernaturally says, God loves me as much as he loves Jesus. Isn't that awesome?
There's an evangelistic component to that prayer that Jesus prayed. If you recall, in that verse it says, Father, I pray that they may be one as we are one. Mm-hmm. And here's the evangelistic component.
Right.
That the world will know.
Correct.
Through their love for each other that you sent me. In other words, the power of our love, like in the book of Acts, in the early chapters there in the book of Acts, people were being added to the church daily for those who believe. And the thing that caught their attention, they never saw a demonstration of love like there was there in that Acts, in the infancy church, in the book of Acts. In the same way, it struck me in my mind that the reason why the church has lost its prophetic voice is because the body of Christ, with few exceptions, of course, are just as divided.
What's the most divided moment in America at 11 o'clock on Sunday
morning?
In
the world. So lost people out there have been looking at the church and saying, why should we listen to your message?
Right.
You're as divided
especially this generation, because they don't have all the bondage of past generation mindset.
That's it. The millennials, the millennial generation and Generation Z.
I mean, they got some issues now. I'm not talking about, but in regards to the historical mindsets.
They're looking right now at the church and saying, they're seeing no demonstration of power.
Right.
I think to regain a prophetic voice, the vision that God's given me, is that we need to unite around the gospel. We have many differences beyond the gospel, between Methodist, Baptist, or independent churches, Pentecostal. There may be theological issues outside the gospel we disagree on. But to become a believer, you have to believe in the gospel.
Right.
And every true church of whatever denominational stripe have to arrive at the death, burial, and resurrection of the eternal Son of God, who's coming again to judge the living and the dead, the only way to the Father, and the only way for us to truly be reconciled. So,
That's so awesome. I think if you want a church building program, start loving everybody. It's cheaper to love than to build all these programs. Dr. Miller, talk to us. You know, I'm so honored to have you on set as well. And you're not only a pastor, but you're also was the chief of police of Foley, Alabama, and you were the first African American chief of police. Which is a great friend of mine too, is David Alexander was the first African-American chief of police of Pensacola. I personally think it should have went longer. I don't know what happened there, you know what I'm talking about? But I know this is your heart too. Talk to us, you know, Dr. Miller, about your heart in this, and how this all came about for you.
Well, yes it is, and when Ron first called me, have you had a wow moment? When something happened that you knew was real, and when he began to tell me his heart, and his heart touched my heart, and basically here we are, because we knew that God, that this was about God.
Yeah.
This was about God. This was much larger than we were, and we both left that that moment with the prayer that God would take it farther.
That is watching this, and this is playing, right?
Not knowing that that we're going to end up at this point, and that I was going to meet this person to my right, my Alabama brother here.
That
refused to realize at all, but it's still number
one.
But Christ is number one in all of our lives. But the one thing that we knew, that in order for man to get together up there, we got to get together down here.
Correct.
And we thought that if we would take it to the people, and when the people see us getting along, moving in the same direction, then maybe we could convince them. Because normally, when you see the church these days, you see the divisiveness, in one way or another. Sadly to say, but it is out there,
right?
And and something has to bring us together.
Yes.
But the one thing we might not agree. Our philosophies might be different.
Right.
Our way of lives might be different. But one thing we must agree on, and that is the Son of God is Jesus Christ, and
Amen.
He is the Messiah of this world.
Yes.
And we got to come together. We got to let them know that we believe.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at us, and I say us as the leaders of the church, if they see us divided, then what's going to bring them together?
Nothing else. You're right.
And then shortly we got in touch with Brother Riley here, and he bought in. He had his wow moment, and then when the three of us finally got together, we knew.
that we could do this.
Now that that we can do this.
Yes.
I can't do it. You can't do it, but we can.
Yes.
We can. We can. We can. We can bridge a gap here, and we can. And I thank God that we are able to tell our children about the things that used to separate us.
Right.
But we're not telling them about the thing that is separating us now.
Right.
Hopefully, they will never have to do anything but watch the films that we give them about the past, because our future is much different. They can learn to do as Dr. King said, we'll be able to walk together, white, black, blue, whatever it is.
And I've been to the mountaintop.
Come together.
Yeah.
And we're doing that. We're doing that. Denominations doesn't make any difference. We want to keep money out of it.
Right.
We know money destroys, and money can destroy us totally.
Yes.
So this is not a money thing. It's not about raising money. It's not about getting one or two of us on top of everyone else. It's just about churches working together with our common goal.
That is so awesome. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back in just a moment. This is so exciting. You want to be a part of this. If you're a pastor and you're wondering what you need to do, pray, but begin to seek unity in Christ and watch God touch your community. Unity in the community doesn't just start here. It can be all over the United States. We're going to talk more about that when we get back from the break. And also, we're going to hear from Pastor Riley Richardson of Myrtle Grove United Methodist as well. It's an exciting moment. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
We're so excited about our new book, I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. You got to have a strategy and you got to fight. It's not about a physical fight, but you got to fight. And guess what? If you fight, you win. You'll be successful. This book is about transforming your thoughts, about what your beliefs, the decisions that you're making, about speaking. What you say is so powerful, and what you do, what you're saying, the actions you take. And quitting, don't quit. Listen, success and failure quite often is just 5 more minutes. And finally, think about this. So many people talk about you should do this and you should do this and you should do this. And look what they're doing. They're not doing nothing. You can't let people tell you you should do this. As a matter of fact, they can't be putting their should on you. This is so important. Listen, we want to bless you with your free copy of I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. You can get it at VFNKB.com. That's VFNKB.com. Get your free copy today. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the 7 spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor.
Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Unity in the community. We're talking about it on the Gulf Coast, but the truth is you can have it in your own community if you listen to what God is doing amongst these pastors in the church on the Gulf Coast. You know, I was just speaking to Dr. James Miller of First Baptist Church. It's First Baptist Church in Warrenton, Florida. But also we want to hear about, you know, what's happening with Pastor Riley Richardson of Myrtle Grove United Methodist, and you too have been a stable, your church has been a stable church in the community there as well. So talk to us, what got you involved in wanting to step outside your walls? Because all pastors are very busy, you know, and it's a big deal to step outside of all the demands that a pastor has to do it. So talk to us, what happened?
Yeah, amen. Glad to have the opportunity. And so as my brother in Christ, Dr. Miller, had said, he had that wow moment. And I did have that wow moment in which I realized that the Holy Spirit had spoke to my heart and said, this is of God, and this is what I want you to be involved in. So I've been at Myrtle Grove now in that community for 11 years. And the first two or three years of being a pastor there, I was looking for a way to get the church connected. Now, we were been involved in mission and ministry in the community, but really getting our people in the pews doing ministry outside of the doors of the church and connecting with the needs and of the community. And so I had been involved in a few other programs, but nothing that I felt was really of God or called of God. And a few things I were involved in, of course, failed.
Right.
But when I got a telephone call from Pastor Ron, and he began to share his vision of what we could do as the body of Christ as we come together. And I've always believed that there's more that unites us than it is that divides us.
Yes.
And that if we focus in on one message, and that is the message of the cross, that all can come to know Christ and be saved and allow the Holy Spirit to live and work through us, becoming the body of Christ and becoming one, as we've already shared in John's Gospel, 17th chapter, where Jesus did pray that we would be one and that our love for one another then would make a difference in the community. And so I immediately wanted to be a part of that and was very appreciative that God included me in this vision.
Right.
And then just to have the opportunity to meet two great men of God and to come together. Our churches now gather for worship services two or three times a year.
Praise
we
God.
Rotate through That's different awesome. Churches. We have a service coming up at Dr. Miller's church, I believe March the 3rd, in which churches will come together sort of as a rally. Pastor Ron will share more about that.
Mm-hmm.
But just getting our people worshiping together and loving one another. And we realize that this message is so important to a world that's divided by hate.
Right.
And as we'd shared earlier, divided on Sunday morning when people go to, their church services.
Right.
That we
Dr.
wanted
King,
to,
Dr. It was Dr. King that said the most divided moment in America is Sunday morning.
Yeah, segregated hour.
Segregated hour.
Yes.
Is Sunday morning, which means that's a rebuke to us, the church, right?
It is. It really is. And we wanted to do something and have that vision to be a part of something that would change that.
Right.
My son, who is the youth pastor at the church that I'm serving now, my worship leader as well,
is 20.
Yes, it is to have him in ministry. 20 years old, and I'm excited that now he can be a part of something that can mold and shape and change his generation.
Yes,
and that he has a message that he can go out and share with his friends, and saying, "Listen, the church is coming together."
And the church is wanting to make a difference in our world. And so I want to be a part of that vision. I want to be a part of what I know God is going to use. You know, we've had one great revival in the Brownsville area already.
Yes.
And I believe that this can have that impact, not just in the Pensacola area, but worldwide, as people can see that men and women of God coming together around one central message, and that's Jesus.
So it's so awesome. Thank you, Pastor. You think about it. So many people are wondering how they can please God.
Right.
You know, how can I please God? Do I need to sing more? Do I need to preach more? Do I need to teach more? Do I need to, you know, whatever more? Sure. And the truth is, he says in Psalms 133, you want to please me? Mm-hmm. Eat together, hang out together, all you guys join together. And he says, this is the place of the commanded blessing. Amen. That's a command. It's like God doesn't say, well, maybe. He goes, I'm going to move now because I have to move because I'm a God of my word. And that unity comes in. It's like place. It's the commanded blessing when we come together in unity.
The strategy, the inspiration for the strategy of the unity movement was Dr. Billy Graham's crusades.
Oh, yeah.
What came to my mind was that with Billy Graham, you had at his crusades, every denomination, every race, culture would gather, leave their differences politically and theologically beyond the gospel at the door.
Yeah.
And when they came together, it was just the gospel.
It's beautiful.
He stayed in one lane, in one lane only, never got out of that lane. That's why Billy Graham had such a massive universal impact. So I thought about that. I said the same way, if that strategy was taken to the local neighborhood and we could talk to pastors and say, listen, we know we have differences theologically.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We know we have difference in methodology, but we all believe the gospel.
Right.
At our gathering meetings and at the marches, we're just going to lift up Jesus and the saving message of the gospel to the community. We thought, let's do a march. Everybody's marching against something. Let's march for something.
Yes.
We did it. 2017, huge turnout. People came, you know, from all seven different denominations, all the racial cultural groups of our very diverse area of Myrtle Grove and Warrington, marched a quarter of a mile from the Methodist Church to Escambia High School. I mean, it was a phenomenal event. And then at the rally, it was amazing as you looked in the bleachers of the football stadium.
Well, the importance of Escambia High School was
the very site of the worst racial riots.
Yes, a lot of people don't know that.
I'm looking out seeing people with expressions of joy, of different. In fact, James Moe looked out and said, wow, he said, this is like heaven's going to be.
Yes, it is. Every tribe, every nation, every tongue.
We have another march scheduled. Same thing. We're going to meet at the Methodist Church.
Okay.
We have the Christian CMA, Christian Motorcycle Association.
All right.
Trying to get the African-American Biker Club, the Chariots of Fire. One of your members is, I believe, involved in that group. And we're going to do it again. This time, I believe we're going to see hundreds more new churches that are buying into this, that are coming into it, with the vision down the road of taking this to downtown Pensacola, right down Palafox, with a huge rally citywide.
Is
what I envision for 2020.
Well, I know. I want to say this, that, you know, when you first called me up about what you're doing and about, you know, talking to our audiences out here, we have a wonderful audience actually all around the world. But the Lord speaks to me in dreams and visions and that type of thing, and that that's the end time language, right? And as soon as you spoke to me, the Lord that night or that week gave me a dream. And in this dream, he showed me you standing and at you're presently the pastor of Myrtle Baptist Church, but you're transitioning into
in a few months after 22 years there.
After 22 years there, and so. But you were standing there, and I was standing there, and the whole setup, the people that were there, wasn't just Myrtle Grove Baptist. It was like a diversity, all in the audience. And so, you know, like you always do, you know, you said, "Well, let's pray. Let's pray first." And so you and I walked over to the right stage, right, and we faced the wall. You were facing the wall, and I was facing the wall, and you began to pray. And as you began to pray, like you do, the glory of God just filled that place.
Amen.
It just, the glory of God just filled. I mean, there was no hype. There's no, all that stuff people do. You just turn to God and you begin to talk to him about what's going on, and you're inviting him. And the glory filled the place.
Yes.
And people throughout the crowd, it wasn't everybody in the crowd that got touched, but all throughout that crowd, there was people that got touched by the glory of God. And I really believe that when you step out and you boldly speak this in the name of Jesus, don't worry about everybody joining you.
Right.
Those are people that God has laid on, he's going to touch their hearts, and they're going to be bold. They understand what God's doing in this day, And it's real strange when you think about it, because how could people be all together, but only you know, every fifth, third, fourth, what person is being touched by God's glory? But it's a call on their life. And so the Lord showed me very specifically that He's called you to do this. He's anointed you to do this. And that when you pray, because it's when you pray, you're inviting the Holy Spirit to come in, because the Holy Spirit one does the work, that He'll come in there and He's going to, this is Him. This is Him, and He's using you to be able to do that. And He wants His glory to show up, because when the glory shows up, that's when the nations come.
Right.
And everybody wants God. They don't want religion. They want Him.
Greg, if I could say one more thing that's so important right now. Culturally, nationally, identity politics is seeking to divide.
Right.
Even to divide white evangelicals from black evangelicals. Right. You hear the whole narrative. I believe this is a culturally, that the time is right now for this to step into that void and give us back, give the Christian community of all of its different denominational stripes a prophetic voice to speak to the generation right now about the power of the gospel, leaving all other issues at the door, politics at the door, the gospel only, focusing on the power of God to bring us together across racial, cultural, even political lines.
Right.
You know, by keeping it focused on the gospel, it keeps away all the distractions that radical individuals on either extreme seek to use to pull us apart and away from each other. Keeping it like Billy Graham did, one lane, one gospel, one power.
One Lord, one Spirit.
This is why my vision is I can see a movement in neighborhoods just like Myrtle Grove, Warrington, or downtown, happening across the board, across Florida. Mm-hmm. In fact, Mike Hill from State Representative for Florida.
Yeah,
Mike said at a political meeting that God gave him a vision. He spoke to it at a political rally. Said, I envision that from Pensacola will come a movement that will have a rippling effect and touch literally the state and the nation, bringing them back to God again. That's Mike, when he heard about this, said, this must have been it.
Yeah.
What God was showing
him. Awesome. Well, we're coming to an end here. I want you to look at the camera and don't just make this about this moment. Pastors are going to see this all around the world. And you know what it's like to be a pastor. You're like always trying to catch your breath, bringing your head up and just survive the moment, right, every week. But they'll find you know, God in this if they step outside their walls. So look in the camera and talk to Him right now. He's overwhelmed. He's mentally drained. He forgot why he got in the ministry, but this is why he got in the ministry. And this is what will fire up His people for God. So look at Him right now. Talk to Him. He's depressed. He's pressured. Marriages are struggling. But what we need is more God. So you got 1 minute. So if you could just talk to Him right now.
Right here.
Okay. Yeah, talk to the camera.
I think one of the most significant things that I could say is nothing can replace prayer and fasting. To seek the Lord in a period of time where you can fast and pray and one good thing to do is to draw a circle or an imaginary circle on your carpet or your prayer room. Get in the middle of that circle and say, Lord, do something so significant in my life. Lord, I pray, Father, that I prayerfully will not move out of the circle until, Lord, Your Spirit speaks to my heart about what Your will, Your perfect will is for my life, what You want me to do. This is something very similar that happened with me at a very important moment several years ago, and I had no clue that God was going to do this. I had no clue that He was going to put me in the middle of something at my age. I'll be 68 this year.
Young.
Yeah, and I'm transitioning after 38 years in the pastorate to a brand new ministry. I'm telling you, the Lord has got a purpose for us to the day we draw our last breath on this planet, that we can be vitally used by God. There is a reason that we rise up in the morning. That's to give Him glory. And I would also encourage you to consider what we're talking about here, to be a part. Join us if you're here locally at this next march and rally. Catch a vision of what could be something that God could use in every community. It'll be right there on Escambia County, Escambia High School, rather, on March 17th at Escambia High School, a march beginning at 5 p.m. at the Methodist Church, marching right down Lillian Highway to Escambia High School, where the rally will commence at 6 p.m.
Well, I'm so excited. This has been an awesome moment. You know, it's just exciting to have pastors on fire for God. It's great wisdom. I want to close you out in prayer right now. Yes. Father God, we just pray that You would touch our audience. Mm-hmm. Father God, You would encourage them. This is a pastor moment. You know, there's shepherds out there that need this encouragement. And these pastors are showing You what will encourage you is get into the things of God and the love of God. And Lord, dear God, we ask you right now, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. How easy is it? Loving God, loving others, and leading others to the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books. They got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved. Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.